Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
In Pamela Sees Musik fließt die gesamte Welt zusammen. Indem die Sängerin und Performerin Stimmen und Klänge ganz unterschiedlicher Herkunft neben und aufeinander schichtet, legt sie Schichten ihrer komplexen Beziehungen und Bedeutungen frei. Simultaneous heißt ihre Radiokomposition über die Gleichzeitigkeit. Heute bei der Klangkunst im Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Am Mikrofon begrüßt sie Golo Völlmer. Pamela Sea war in Rom, als sie mit der Arbeit an ihrem Stück begann. Sie war beeindruckt, wie in dieser Stadt verschiedene Zeitalter zugleich präsent sind. Bauwerke, Kunst oder Ideen weit auseinanderliegender Epochen sprechen hier ununterbrochen gleichzeitig zu den Menschen. Gleichzeitigkeit findet sich aber auch in komplett andersartigen Phänomenen. Den Anstoß zu dem Stück gab Pamela Sea ihre Faszination für die Fähigkeit von Simultanübersetzern, einer Sprache zuzuhören und zugleich in einer anderen zu sprechen.
One other idea about simultaneity that I thought about in this piece was this sort of folly of this concept of multitasking. And how, especially in the culture today, that we're all expected to multitask, to do multiple things at the same time, which is kind of not possible.
In ihren Stücken spielen meistens Sprache und Stimmen eine große Rolle. Da erklingt ihre eigene, künstlerisch ausgebildete Stimme neben Alltagsstimmen, die sie zum Beispiel in Interviews sammelt. Für Simultaneous waren das fast 40 Gespräche in unterschiedlichen Sprachen. Wenn sie live auftritt, arbeitet sie häufig mit Controllern, die ihre Gesten in musikalische Ereignisse verwandeln. Ein Spreizen der Finger und ein gerade laufender Klang wird durch Filter oder Granularsynthese verfremdet. Ein Radiostück wie Simultaneous entsteht an der Audio-Software Pro Tools.
If you look at my Pro Tools session, it literally looks like a Legos. It's like all these little like many tracks with all these little bricks, you know, and I'm sort of layering them and building them and I'm sort of putting them together and trying them in different conversations. And then I duplicate something and I go, oh my God, I love what that does when it repeats. But I even love it better if there's another adjacent track where it's off, you know, where it's out of phase with it. And then I'm getting this pattern, you know, and I'm looking for sonic musical patterns and textures.
Die Musik in der Alltagssprache oder wie man Sprache so arrangieren kann, dass sie zu Musik wird. Daran arbeitet die Künstlerin. Das nun folgende Stück gewann übrigens beim renommierten Third Coast Festival in Chicago gerade den Preis der Kategorie Audio Unbound. Wir hören Simultaneous, Radiokomposition von Pamela Sea.
A lot of things in the same time and the same moment. A lot of things in the same time and the same moment.
Sort of the same.
A lot of things in the same time and the same moment.
From the same time. From the same time. More or less at the same time, question the same things. We are facing the same problems.
A lot of things in the same time and the same moment. A lot of things in the same time and the same moment.
Sort of the same.
A lot of things in the same time and the same moment.
From the same time, from the same time, more or less at the same time, question the same things, we are facing the same problems,
in the same,
at the same time,
in the same,
at the same time,
at any one time,
at the same time,
the same language,
almost exactly the same.
Same buildings.
The same thing.
Did the I same do the thing. Same thing?
Did it at the same time.
That feeling of coming together to the same place
strong physical feeling.
That was feeling
a day I was feeling very bad.
When you have
from all different eras,
many different things,
different time periods,
places.
Different layers. Different layers. Different layers. Different layers overlapping. Different layers.
So
different layers. Layers.
Different
mm-hmm. layers. Different layers overlapping. Different
significant
layers.
Overlap. Very much overlapping.
Different layers.
Very, very much overlapping.
Different layers. Different layers.
And so,
So usually,
she and I realized that we were both wearing the same, in that moment, like the same exact pair of flannel pajamas with penguins on them.
I had a dream about a very dear friend who I don't speak to very often.
Non parlo molto spesso.
He was a friend from college.
Era un compagno di
we were
college.
Very close.
Eravamo molto amici.
Work and life and things get in the way.
Il lavoro
we just
e
lost
la vita
touch at a certain
spesso,
point.
I wasn't even sure where he lived. Distanze. E abbiamo perso i contatti e non sapevo neanche dove vivesse.
I had this dream about him,
l'ho
and
segnato,
I don't remember my dreams.
Io non ricordo mai i sogni che faccio.
I had a dream.
Sogno.
I woke up and
poi
I
mi sono svegliata e mi sono resa conto che
baby,
nel sogno c'era un
who
bambino,
the child belonged
ma io
to.
Non sapevo di chi fosse.
He and his wife,
lui e la moglie
Judy,
Judy
well,
che conosco molto bene, non avevano figli.
3 days later, I got a text from him saying I became a father.
Un messaggino da parte sua che mi diceva sono diventato padre. Ho avuto un figlio maschio 3 giorni fa.
I dreamed it. It was real.
L'ho sognato. Era
I have
reale,
no explanation for how I would have known that.
Non sono in grado di spiegare come avrei potuto saperlo.
Different layers, different layers, different layers, different layers.
Il film che avevo
the film
appena
I just
finito
finished actually was with a woman who I met 3 years ago. Her husband had been at Angola prison 19 years when I had met her.
E quando lui
and
è
when
stato
he first was incarcerated, she
volta,
started to film herself.
Lei ha cominciato a filmarsi. E lei si
and
filmava
she was filming herself
casa,
at work,
lavoro,
at home, talking to him.
Parlava.
This is pre-social media.
Tutto questo era prima dei social media. E il modo
and
in cui
the way
lei
she placed the camera was very specific.
Quando l'ho incontrata non sapevo nulla.
When I met her and I started making a film with her, I didn't know that these tapes existed until the last day we had been shooting. And so I filmed with her for about a year and a half.
E mezzo da quando avevamo cominciato a lavorare. E l'ultimo
and
giorno
on the last day,
lei mi ha detto ho qualcosa per
said,
te.
I have something for you,
e
and she handed me a bag.
In quella borsa
and in the bag was 18 years worth of mini DV tapes of all of this footage she had shot of herself.
Si era registrata. Quando ho cominciato
and
a riversarle e
a
portarla, mi
it,
sono reso conto che sia lei
che
io mettevamo la camera nella stessa posizione. Il modo in cui lei vedeva se stessa, il modo in cui lei
the way she had seen herself was almost the same way I had seen her
lo stesso in cui io 20
years later.
20 anni dopo.
Peace. Oh. Mm.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Two eighteen in the morning. And I remember looking at my phone and seeing that it was 2:18 in the morning. When I was, say, 18 in Australia, I was at a party. I drank a bit too much at this party. Decided that I wanted to walk home. And it was probably a good hour and a half walk to get home. 15 minutes into the walk, fell asleep at a bus stop and was woken up by a car full of young men.
And
my initial reaction was 100% fear. They said, hey, do you need a ride? When the car stopped and they asked me if I wanted a ride, the first thing I did was found my phone, and I remember looking at my phone and seeing that it was 2:18 in the morning. But within, I'd say, about 10 seconds of talking to these guys, I realized that actually they just wanted me to be safe. And so I got in the car with them and they drove me all the way home. I called my mother the next day and she said, oh, I had the strangest dream. In the middle of the night, you were screaming my name. I woke up and I nearly called you because it seemed so urgent. But then very quickly, I got the idea that, no, it was actually okay. So I didn't call you and I went back to sleep. So So then I said, oh, hey, so what time was that? And she said, oh, 2:18. 2:18 in the morning. 2:18 in the morning. And I remember looking at my phone and seeing that it was 2:18 in the morning.
I was in an airport in where the hell was it? Coming back from Australia or something like that. And then who do I see walking towards me is Black Eyed Susan, who is this actress who was in a lot of my shows or whatever.
Partecipato a molti dei miei spettacoli.
And another actress who I also knew, Ruth Malachek.
Anche un'altra attrice che conoscevo, Ruth Malachek.
They had a gig somewhere. I don't even know where it was. Somewhere in Asia, whatever. And they were also flying through.
Una parte dell'Asia che non mi ricordo. E anche loro erano lì di passaggio in aeroporto.
So, what are you doing here? Actually, that was very, very shocking because I thought, I'm alone. I'm just, you know, I'm just this little speck in Asia. And I don't know anybody, and nobody knows me. And then here coming walking along, we just happen to cross paths. Yes, I know. What are
sì,
you doing
so.
Here?
Che ci fai qui?
That was kind of very notable because I just seemed like I was so far away. Lontano.
Wake up, 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 wake up.
I get up.
Wake
I
up.
So I get up.
Wake up.
Waking
wake
up.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up.
I usually wake up.
Ich stehe auf.
Waking up.
I get up.
I generally woke up at 6:30.
Sveglia.
I tend to get up.
Ogni giorno. I wake up.
Mi sveglio. Waking up.
Getting up between 8:30 and 9.
9.
I'm around 7:00.
8:00.
Wake up. Wake up.
Mi sveglio.
Wake up.
Hit snooze about 10 times in the morning.
I open my eyes and look out the window for a while from bed.
I lay in
having
bed,
a table
writing emails from bed.
So I get up.
I get up. I get up. So abbastanza presto.
Get up. So I get up.
I get out of bed.
Magari andare qualche minuto in terrazzo. Spending 10 minutes in the terrace. Vedere il terrazzo vicino alla camera da letto, lo stesso piano. Guardo un po' le colline. Hit snooze about 10 times in the morning.
And then
vado
I move to the ground floor
giù,
to have my breakfast.
Frühstücken zusammen.
Coffee.
First of all, having my
Cornetto
integrale.
Quite a bit of coffee.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, there had been a fundraising event for Obama right before his re-election. And one of the speakers was an actor named Justin Long, who was in these commercials called I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. I was with a group of friends and just bumped into my sister on the pedestrian mall.
And she was saying that they'd just gone to this Obama fundraiser. And one of the speakers was Justin Long. And from behind us, we hear somebody say, "That wasn't me, that was Jason Schwartzman." We were trying to think of who that was. And I said, "Oh, I know him, he's in this show, Bored to Death." And we all turned around, and Justin Long was walking by behind us and had overheard us.
Ah, there is the siren.
At the same time, at the same time,
at the same time, at the same time,
at the same time,
at the same time,
things happening at the same time,
a lot of things
at the same time,
at the same time, moment,
at the same time,
same time.
We're surrounded by multiple screens.
Doing multiple things at the same time.
Multiple.
We're surrounded by multiple screens.
Multitasking
and split attention.
Multiple.
Multitasking.
Multitasking.
Tyranny of multitasking.
A lot of stress. I'm not a multitasker.
Doing multiple things at the same
expecting
time.
Expecting me to do and deliver multiple things at the same time?
Multitasking.
You have to multitask.
Multi-layered.
Multitask.
Multitask is...
distracted
and
confused about
profoundly distracted. It's very hard to concentrate
to the point of profound
confused
distraction
about.
I got distracted.
Dann später geht's zum Atelier und in Atelier ich bleibe.
Dopo la colazione vado in my studio, open il mio po' di tempo anche se avrai internet a guardare email, reading email o Facebook, avoiding il giornale Start of the World, maybe reading newspapers,
scrivania,
losing a little bit of time in social networks sometimes.
Und es ist immer ein Kampf inzwischen so Administration und E-Mails,
check my E-Mails,
Organisation und alle so solche Sachen und richtig kreative Arbeit und Versuche.
Una signora arrivò ad un evento stampa. A woman I know
arrived at a press event recently and immediately spotted another woman wearing the same dress.
Entrambe indossavano they were both wearing the same shoes with it, scarpe, ed entrambe
and they both had their hair
up
in a ponytail. They were approximately the same height
and were carrying the same bag. Una società tecnologica nel mio quartiere
a tech company
ha pubblicato
in my neighborhood
un annuncio
posted a job
per
opening.
L'assunzione di una persona e tutti coloro che hanno presentato domanda di assunzione
for the job
si chiamavano
was named Michael.
Elena indossava
Elena had
lo
on
stesso
the exact
impermeabile
same black
nero
rubber raincoat that I was wearing.
Oh. Quando ero nella scuola superiore,
when I was in high
io e la mia migliore amica,
my best friend and I both went to separate
bookshops
on the same day
and bought two copies of the same libro. Book. Io ho due
I have two very close friends who are also singers. All three of us auditioned for the same role in an experimental performance work. And they decided to cast all of us. We were startled to see each other when we all showed up for the first rehearsal. Two copies of the same book, two phone calls on the same night, two pictures of the same thing, two black rubber raincoats. Two letters with the same date, two of the same case study, same two foreign countries, two black rubber raincoats. Two black rubber raincoats. Rubber raincoats. Last time I saw you was over a year ago. How could we stay in sync and not even know? Two phone calls at the same time, one busy signal.
Two pictures on the same wall, 2,000 miles away. Two episodes, same thing, two rubber raincoats. Two black rubber raincoats. Two black rubber raincoats, black rubber raincoats, two black rubber spy coats.
Pencil.
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 Les crayons.
Penna.
Pencils and papers.
And the papier et les crayons.
Pencil sharpeners.
Una penna, un registratore.
Paper.
Paper.
Pen. I like the pencil.
Pens, graph paper.
Fine pointed pen.
Fluid,
fine pointed pen.
Paper. Loose leaf. Paper.
Pens. Paper.
Pen and paper.
A lot of white A4 paper.
No, I think yes. No, I think yes.
Thinking.
No, I think yes. No, I think yes.
Thinking. Trying to think. Think. Trying to think. Trying to think.
I think.
I think.
I think.
Think.
I think.
Think.
Think. In my thinking.
Thinking about.
And I think.
Think that.
Sometimes I think.
And I was thinking, okay, we're thinking about. I should go to
we don't
Dania
think a lot.
Think about them. Someone.
Thinking.
Thinking. We're thinking about.
Trying to find it.
Think. 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 Think.
Trying to
think.
I was thinking about this former housemate I had in Austria, in Graz. And I was thinking about her, and she texted me. And she texted me the day I thought about her. And I think we were not speaking since a couple of years. So it was very unlikely to think about each other the same day.
Momento, lo stesso giorno. Però è successo.
We did.
L'abbiamo fatto.
This is generally
thinking about
simultaneous translation.
Doing the simultaneous translation
from the same time.
At the same time.
Sink.
I called my best friend who lives in San Francisco.
Ed entrambe ci siamo.
And in that moment, she and I realized that we were both wearing the same exact pair of flannel pajamas with penguins on them. We grew up together since we were really, really little children. We haven't lived in the same city since we were like 18.
So for me,
when something kind of silly like that happens, it's really, it's meaningful to me. It's like I have this sister who's on the other side of the world.
Something was happening.
It's happened.
This has been happening.
Something was happening.
Things that need to happen.
It happens all the time.
Is happening, and
that will often happen.
I think it's happened once or twice.
That has happened.
It has happened.
That has happened.
And we laughed a lot.
We're all doing the same thing together.
Together.
And everyone
together.
And breathing. And floating the hand up and down. And floating the arms up and down. And floating the hand up and waving and down. And waving and down. And hit.
Ow.
And miss.
Oh my God.
And hit.
Ow.
And miss.
Ow.
And breathing. And breathing. And floating the hand up. And down. And floating the arms
up. Oh, yes,
up.
Absolutely.
And down.
Oh, yes.
And floating the hand up.
And waving.
And waving. And down. And down. And waving. And waving. And waving. And down. And down. And down. And hit.
Ow.
And hit.
And
hit.
Ow.
And wave. And miss. And miss.
And miss.
And down. And hit.
And
hit.
Ow.
Do it all again.
And miss.
Together.
More or less at the same time.
Over 4 or 5 years, I was forming a band. One by one, we would become friends. We were all hanging out with a friend, and she asked, "When is your birthday?" And one was like, September 3rd. Another was like September 9th, and I said August 28th. Then another said August 26th. And we looked at each other, and we realized we were all Virgos. Seven guys, Virgos, there were no other signs in our band.
It has been observed that pedestrians, when walking together within a crowd, tend to gradually synchronize their steps. They fall into lockstep with each other. It begins when small groups of people are walking side by side and unconsciously start to move together as a unit. The crowd spontaneously falling into lockstep with each other. When London's Millennium Bridge began to wobble uncontrollably shortly after its opening in the year 2000, this phenomenon was initially thought to be the cause.
They fall and fall
the crowd. It begins when small groups of people are walking side by side, and unconsciously start to move together as a unit. The crowd spontaneously falling into lockstep with each other. The crowd spontaneously synchronizing together in time. Falling into lockstep with each other. Spontaneously synchronizing their steps.
The crowd
falling into lockstep with each other.
Synchronizing their steps.
When London's Millennium Bridge began to wobble uncontrollably, it has been observed people stepping together in time. The crowd spontaneously synchronizing their steps was initially thought to be the cause, falling into lockstep with each other, and with the motions of the bridge itself.
Step.
So you're sitting in a booth with your headsets on.
Everyone leaves at 4:30. I'm in my studio by myself. 4:30 to 6:30. I invite friends over.
It's happy hour, right?
And then maybe play
have a spritz or
beer. Prendere un aperitivo al bar sempre.
Take a break for tea or for an early drink in the evening.
After which I try to stop working for the evening.
And then going to bed.
Time is like water.
Waves and winds and water levels.
This is a piece of time. This is a piece of time. Time deep in time.
All the time. Carving out time.
Layers of time.
Different periods of time.
Time. Time.
Time.
Weeks it on us. He lived 21 Frine, years, 3 months, slave of Tertullo, 6 hours.
Scarcely 6 years. She lived.
And he lived
45 years.
She lived
11 months and 23 days.
He lived 20 years without any stain.
25 to 30 years. He lived for 33 years, 11 months, and 23 days.
2 years.
Six, seven years.
13 years.
For
many years.
19 years, but when I had met her. 20 years.
20 plus years ago.
30 years.
60 years ago.
150 years.
500 years.
1,000 years.
1,700 years.
Over
2,000 years. 3,000 years.
Thousands of years. Of years ago.
3 days ago.
This happened yesterday.
A lot of things in the same time and the same moment. A lot of things in the same time and the same moment. In the same time and the same moment. In the same time and the same moment.
Simultaneous. Das war Simultaneous, eine Radiokomposition von Pamela Sie. Eine Produktion des Deutschlandfunk Kultur 2020. Die Musik der Sprache hat es Pamela Sie angetan. Jedes Sprechen, betont sie, hat eine Melodie, also unterschiedliche Tonhöhen, die auch in einem gewissen Rhythmus erklingen, nur etwas weniger regelhaft, dafür fließender als in den meisten Arten von Musik. Diese Melodien und Rhythmen kann man freilegen.
I sort of like finding those and transcribing them and playing them in other instruments or just repeating them enough that you begin to hear it even in the speaking voice itself.
Im montierten Stück läuft parallel zu einer fremdsprachigen Passage, manchmal eine simultane Übersetzung in eine andere Sprache, ein andermal ist es ein Instrument, das Melodie, Rhythmus oder Ausdruck der Sprache imitiert und sie so in etwas Musikalisches übersetzt. Die Montage ist eine Mammutaufgabe. Für Simultaneous wurden rund 40 Stunden Interviews in Sätze, Worten, Silben und manchmal nur einzelne Phoneme, Sprachlaute geschnitten, beschriftet und sortiert.
So I'm meticulously finding and naming these little things, and they may be entire sentences, they may be just a phrase, they may be just a word or a syllable, sometimes even just phonemes. And I'm making them and naming each of them. And so I have this library in my Pro Tools bin, you know, of clips that I can then build from.
Simultaneous war ursprünglich geplant als multimediale Performance mit Projektionen und Live-Elektronik im MoMA, dem Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Dann entstand aber zuerst eine Klanginstallation für ein Gewölbe in Rom aus dem Material. Pamela Sie arbeitet häufig, derart intermedial, wechselt zwischen verschiedenen Darbietungsformen und Medien. Für das Radiostück musste sie ganz anders denken als etwa für die römische Installation.
So when I built the piece for radio, I had to rethink it and say, okay, I need to have things that are there that replace the fact that you're physically there. That gives it a fuller texture and a more continuous feeling. And also that realizes that you don't have an image. So I'm, you know, creating some sort of musical events that kind of stand in for that, I guess.
Wenn Pamela Sie mit Bedeutungen von Sprache spielt, dann geht es ihr zuerst um Musik und nicht darum, eine bestimmte Interpretation etwa des Phänomens der Gleichzeitigkeit herauszuschälen. Ihre Musik liefert keine Erklärungen.
That's not my goal when making work, is to like get some idea across and have everybody leave the hall convinced of whatever my point was. I'm not trying to make a point, I guess. I'm more interested in exploring. Like, I really love minimal abstract work. I sort of enjoy taking parts of things and then repeating them or blending them into a texture so that it becomes less about the subject and more about just the sound of that subject or something. And then I feel like I'm trying to use the language as music, but also being fully aware that you can never strip language of its meaning. And so that meaning will always be a layer of what's going on. But I'm just as interested in sonically what happens with words that are about a certain thing. That's as interesting to me as the exploration of the topic itself.
Auf den ersten Blick könnte man Pamela Sie als Geschichtenerzählerin verstehen. Das sieht sie aber etwas differenzierter.
I think a lot of people call me a storyteller, and so many people do that I just have to accept that and say, I guess I must be. but I think it's interesting because if there was a single story I was trying to tell that has a beginning and a middle and an end, then I guess I would structure the work a lot differently because I would really think about, like, I need to build up to this idea, then I need to present this, and then I need to do this, then I have a conclusion. But it's more like, maybe it's just a lot of little micro-stories that peek their heads out.
Die US-amerikanische Performerin und Sängerin Pamela Sie über ihre Arbeit und ihr Stück Simultaneous. Zum Ausklang ein Ausschnitt aus einem weiteren Stück von Pamela Sie. Hier arbeitet sie mit Loops kurzer Samples, eine Art von Simultaneität des Moments mit sich selbst, wenn nämlich Zeit stillzustehen scheint und der Moment mit seiner eigenen Gegenwart verschmilzt. Hören Sie Side 4 from Occupy aus dem Album A Secret Code aus dem Jahr 2021 von Pamela Sie. Am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Golo Völlmer.
Yeah.